Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. We are visiting with Laura Canning this morning, and she is a Cass County Conservation Naturalist. Good morning to you, Laura.
Good morning.
Laura, I want to talk about birds. I looked out. We haven't had as many birds. I don't know if we're not feeding them correctly or what. Can we start with feeding birds?
Sure.
Okay, let's just start with that.
Yeah, when you wander down that bird food aisle, sometimes it seems a little overwhelming. And especially, I always tell people to feed the birds and try to tailor it right to them. Which birds do you want to see? Things like that. And so when you're in that bird food aisle, then if you love to see those cardinals and things like that, blue jays, then you're going to buy a certain kind of bird food, tailor it right to them. I'm a woodpecker person, so if you drive past our office, it looks like that's all we're feeding, but with the suet and even peanuts, things like that, I just love to watch the woodpeckers. So again, and sometimes it's very overwhelming. Some of the bird food that is out there is very generic and has a lot of stuff that your bird that you want to see probably doesn't want to eat. So it's sometimes even in your best interest to buy just, let's say it's that black oil sunflower and you want those cardinals and blue jays. And then you can always mix when you buy a solid kind like that. You can always mix with another kind. Right now with our woodpeckers, we mix a woodpecker delight with the peanuts that you can buy in bulk, things like that. And then there's, of course, even actually we put a little bit of safflower in there. The safflower will kind of fall to the bottom or fall out of the holes, but then it attracts another kind of bird as well that's not too scared off by those woodpeckers.
Okay. So how do I know? Well, tell me on the container what those birds, which birds that'll attract.
If you're looking at a mix, a lot of times it will list the birds. Or if you're looking at a solid kind, like, of course, thistle seed is for finches, things like that. And your suet is going to be for those woodpeckers and, the larger peanuts, again, woodpeckers, things like that, or something with the larger beaks. So
do you have a piece of paper or a website? How can we get that information? Because we don't have Laura with us all the time.
Yeah. I do have a list. If you're interested, give our office a call and I can get that to you. I have it. It's like a chart and it has the birds charted out at the top and then the bird food along the side and it's got X's. So, if you want that list, make sure you give our office a call, and that's down in Lewis. It's 769-2372.
And you are listed, is it listed Cass County Conservation?
It's listed as Cold Springs Park when you look at it in the book.
Okay, so remember to look that up. If you don't remember that number, that's a way to get it. And another question I have is, if we're feeding birds in the winter, do we need to continue to feed them in the summer?
It depends on which birds, because the birds are going to change. And so if you're interested in summer bird feeding, there is a handful of kinds of bird food that they suggest. So, if you're interested in that, definitely give us a call. Most likely, most of the time with summer issues is the water. Providing the birds water and, that fresh water, especially last summer when we had that drought, keeping that bird bath filled. That's the one way you saw those birds last summer. So.
Okay, good point. And what about water in the wintertime?
Water's just as important in the winter. You can buy the little warmers that go right into your bird bath and plug in outside. A lot of people just plug it right into their Christmas lights and things like that and don't think about it again till spring. Mm-hmm. That's important as well.
Okay. Well, I wanted to just mention, because I happened to run across in one of my newsletters a couple of sources that I thought were kind of fun. One is called Bird Call Challenge, and it's at enature.com. But I just put in Bird Call Challenge in my search, and it came up. And it plays the bird calls, and it gives you choices of birds to choose from. It's a little interactive kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And, It could be for kids. It could be for adults. It could be, you know, you're snowed in and you want to do something. Hey, go to Bird Call Challenge and see how good you are. I got the first one right. But I think anybody who listens to the bird will get it right because it was a crow. And that's a pretty unique call. But that was kind of fun. And then another one is Bird Source, mm-hmm. or Cornell University's Ornithology Lab. But yeah, they kind of connect with something you're going to talk about, the Great Backyard Bird Count.
Our event is coming up in February. And Bird Source is kind of, if you do birdsource.org and type that in, you'll get the Great Backyard Bird Count pulled up. And that starts in February. And it literally is for 4 days. And there's just tons of birding going on. And you tally your results. If you remember, this is our usually our friendly competition in the state of Iowa. And so with this, what we call citizen science, it's doing some scientific work on the large scale, and it's bringing in the public aspect to kind of help them out and collect all these, not only bird count, you know, a number of how many birds you're seeing, but also the species of birds. And so last year we actually, were the highest, we weren't the highest, number of species reported, but we beat number one. We had 43, species reported last year in Atlantic alone, and Adele had 42, and at 42, with Adele there, they ended up being number one in actual checklists submitted, But we still kind of got them on that species reported. So that's looking at diversity as well. And especially with our quarry here, we can get a lot of waterfowl in versus in other locations in Iowa, you might not have that luxury. So again, they look at species diversity. Last year, they were looking at how many snowy owls were counted in the lower 48. Things like that. There wasn't a snowy owl counted in Cass County. There was one in Iowa, at least. But they were just thrilling everybody in those 4 days too, trying to count one of those things like that. So they look at trends and they look at weather, and it's just a fun project.
So it's doing scientific work, but out there for everybody. Now, Laura, I know what a blue jay is. I know what a cardinal is.
Right.
I know some of those. What can I participate if I don't know what's
right? It's only reporting what you know, pretty much.
Okay.
And so, if you don't know much more than your real basic and you're a beginner, that is perfectly fine. And you're counting the ones you know, you don't even have to leave your house, you can count the ones that are at your bird feeder. And last year we did an event to teach everybody. This year we're doing an event and a night hike. And so hopefully on our night hike, we're going to experience some birds and be able to count those to our Atlantic count.
Night hike in February.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
What date is that?
Yeah, that's going to be that Friday of the bird count, February 15th.
Okay. Now, and we're going to talk more about that one before then to remind folks, because you'll have more details about this bird count. But we really do want to encourage lots of people to participate. It's not like you have to sit at your window for 4 days.
It's as short as 15 minutes. And if you're interested, now is the time to give my office a call, because I will print out the forms. And you can either mail them back to me, or you can submit them online if you're internet savvy. We have plenty of people out there in Cass County that aren't internet savvy. They'll just mail it right back to me. So if you want those forms, make sure you give our office a call and just leave your name and your address, and I will mail them out. And our office phone number again is 769-2372.
That's in Lewis. I want to talk about swans a little bit, because the other day when I drove by, Chris, I didn't stop, you know.
Yeah.
I just was sort of driving by, and it had been cold, so there wasn't as much open water. But I didn't see any swans, and I'm going, oh, are the swans gone?
Nope, they're still here. So they've been moving around a lot with no snow out on the fields. Really, it goes back to what it's like when the swans are here in November, when we might not have snow yet. And so they are moving around, going out to the fields during the day. So early morning, late at, you know, late in the afternoon when you get off of work, swing out, things like that. That's the best time to get out there. And so the open water is still there and their food is still there. They're just kind of hanging out elsewhere during the day.
Okay. We want to thank you very much, Laura Kenny, who is the Cass County Conservation Naturalist, for visiting with us today. And we'll be talking to her again in later in February. Until next time, here's a thought. You can easily judge the character of a person by how they treat those who cannot do anything for themselves.